Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking to forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
I'd like to talk a little bit about what you knew about this astrologer, what he was saying about this retrograde. Did you want to share that tonight? Or?
That's interesting. I was listening to this astrologer speak, and she said that during the eclipse, you know, we were in a retrograde with Jupiter. So not only were we getting, you know, an eclipse and the energy from that, but along with this retrograde, you know, that's why a lot of energy has been sort of out of control. And, you know, people have been feeling, you know, a lot of negativity, you know, from that. It's even affected a lot of relationships. And we're not going to be quite out of that until about the mid part of April. Plus, we're going into another eclipse. It's called the Blood Moon eclipse on April the 4th. Which, what's interesting on that day, she says that it's a good day for, you know, manifestation. So, you know, main thing is to get your vibration at, you know, a higher level so that you can manifest those things, that whatever that you desire, you know, and, you know, allow the universe to send that to you. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, that makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of that has to do with visualization, getting grounded. You know, a lot of it has to do with a lot of this mind control stuff going on. And, of course, you know, this has to do with, it goes back to the control of the power that be and things that are going on in the world that we really don't know what's behind closed doors with a lot of this planet stuff. And this is why it's important for everybody to start to deprogram, start to get back to who you really are, with a lot of this broadcasting and a lot of this mind control stuff that's going on. And retrograde is just one tool that they use to control the masses. And I think for a lot of people, energetically, you know, we're always being affected by a lot of different things. And this is the reason why I think also why we were meant to learn, you know, about geotrans and learn about these matrix codes, is to learn how to get out of the matrix and start using what we know, you know, with this sacred geometry. And so, you know, what's a better way to deprogram yourself like a computer? You know, we're like computers. And so we're constantly picking up things, constantly dealing with everyday stress, you know, emotionally. And we don't know how to heal ourselves emotionally. So, but there are other ways out there for a lot of people that want to learn how to break the mind programming and how to break free out of the matrix. Is there anything you'd like to share that, Roy?
I just wanted to share also, this was another video that I was watching earlier, and it, what it is part of the prosperity pyramid. And what happens is that in order to manifest those things that you desire in your life, whether it be money or relationships or good health. The main thing is not to manifest at a lower vibration, because that's what you're going to get more of, is what you don't want. So in order to get into these higher levels on the pyramid, is that you have to be at that vibration. And by doing that, is you have to, you know, be more focused and alignment, you know, with, you know, that, you know, being more positive, you know, being more, you know, more visual, you know, as to what you want to manifest. And you have to match that vibration in order to receive that, you know, from the universe. And one way is to visualize a box and putting all those negative thoughts and ideas and all those things that are not working in your life, and to put, you know, as you imagine that box, now imagine an elevator that takes you to the top of a mountain. And as you get closer to the top, you notice that that box is getting a lot smaller. And once you step outside of that elevator and look down, you know, on the lower part of that mountain, you notice that that box is very small. And that's a lot of the things that we, you know, bring into our life. We think they're really big, and what they really are, very small. And we allow that to, you know, have control over our lives and affect us with stress and negative thoughts. Main thing is keeping ourselves separated from that energy and open to new ideas, new ways of doing things, you know, using our creativity and being at a higher vibration. Once we achieve that, then that's when the universe will send us whatever we desire. I just wanted to share that with you all. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Yeah, and it's very true. And I think that for a lot of people that want to learn a lot about these techniques, I think it would be really good for people to start learning how to get off the grid, how to get your minds, you know, a lot of it's, where, you know, where your mind's at, and it's getting your mind off of what's going on. And trying to integrate your mind patterns. And, you know, the universe is always going to provide, no matter what we do, you know, whether you're down to your last penny, last down to your money, whatever. You know, it doesn't matter where you go out in the world, even if the economy did crash, because in reality there is no safe place but source energy. And so wherever you can find that sacred place in your heart, or wherever you can find that sacred place where you feel comfortable, will be your safety spot. And I believe that, you know, you can have all the money in the world and you think, well, I got to go out and do this and I got to go out and do that. And in reality, none of that's really going to matter. A lot of it comes down to your faith. You know, it comes down to faith and trust. And the main thing is living your life till the last. You know, you only live once, so you might as well live your life for the best. Live your life the best. You know, have fun. Don't take life too serious. Let go of all the stress. And find a hobby. Find something that you really resonate with, that you can really enjoy spending the rest of your life with, whether it be helping people, whether it be doing the kind of job that you want to do, that you've always wanted to do, doing things that you've always wanted to try in your life at this point, is what's more important than to worry about, you know, the world falling apart. Because, you know, you can't, there's only so much you can do. You know, you can't play God. You are the God image, but you can't play God. That's God's department, you know. And I think, Roy, I think for a lot of people, you know, they tend to get in God's business a lot. We think it's our responsibility to save the world, and it's not. Our responsibility is to be in our own minds, our own business, and to come here to do the things that we need to do in our mission. And whatever that might be, you know, that could be Dharma, that could be karma, whatever it is, you know, we're always constantly getting in God's business. And so we want to stay out of source energy business, and we want to focus on ourselves, on what we have come here to accomplish, and so that we can ascend and become gods ourselves. And that was the whole mission, why the reason why we came here. Not to save the world, but to save ourselves. And the world has already been tainted, you know, and it's been tainted for billions and billions of years. And the world ain't going to change overnight. So everybody has to realize that that these things are meant to happen because we're going through a transition. Is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
And that's interesting because, like you say, you know, there's nothing that we can change in the world, but what we can change is our way of thinking.
That's
so,
right.
You know, by doing that, now we've, you know, co-created and we can, you know, vibrate at those higher levels. And once we do, imagine if you had enough people doing that, then they would make a lot of changes in the world and the world would be a better place to live. So message is, you know, to everyone is to, you know, allow that change, you know, in our lives and to change our way of thinking and to get away from those lower vibrations of energy and thought and negativity and allow, you know, these higher vibrations to, you know, manifest into our lives. I just wanted to share that with you and all our listeners out there.
And we do know that these lower frequencies will drag you down with the earth. It's just like it goes back to what I was saying yesterday about the ocean dragging you down in the ocean. When we learn to disconnect from the earth and we learn to disconnect from ego, then we'll begin to allow source energy into our hearts, into our heart chakras. And we won't close off to the Creator because the Creator is always going to be there to provide. And we just got to remember that. Don't lose yourself into this physical reality that we're living in every day. It's to worry about how are we going to save the earth? How are we going to survive? How are we going to hide? You know, there is no hiding. I mean, if people think they can hide from God, they're wrong. You can't hide from source energy. And so this what's going on right now has a lot to do not just with the dark, but it has a lot to do with God's divine plan. And so this is a transformation that we're going through. If God wanted to end it, he can just snap his finger and we can all disappear. You know, this is a reason, there's a reason why we're going through this. You know, we don't understand the whole reason behind it, but I do believe there's a reason for it. And that it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with hiding. It doesn't have anything to do with living in fear, living in a cave. It's good to prepare. It's good to survive, yeah. But the real thing is realizing that the Creator has already taken care of it. It's already a done deal. It's already happening. And that's what people have to realize. And that's when you're connected to source energy. Okay, we got one caller from the 512 area. Let's go ahead and bring him on and start with our reading. 512, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Melissa, and I'm from Austin.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. How can we help you, Melissa?
I was don't know, I was kind of looking for maybe some little guidance or confirmation, maybe. Thought maybe you might be able to pick up on something for me.
What did you want me to look at?
I had recently just kind of out of the blue reconnected with somebody, or not reconnected, kind of connected, and it was kind of this amazing mutual experience that I never felt before, and really short-lived because my lives are completely different. We had to leave, leave my hometown and be where we can't have contact and stuff. Anyway, I was kind of led to start looking into information about twin flames. And it seemed like the description of the feelings that I had were, you know, like the physical feelings. And I say physical because I kind of felt like as if my heart chakra was just completely outside of my body and like being pulled out like a magnet, you know, attracted to metal and stuff. Anyway, it's just been the most powerful and just amazing experience of my life. And I don't know, it kind of dissipated and it kind of comes back and comes and goes, and it seems like it's kind of like really subsided. And it's probably been about 2 months since we were like separated. So anyway, I just kind of wondered, like, you know, do you have an idea are you picking up on anything about that? What their feelings were, or is it something that looks like some other point?
Do you have a magazine with you?
A magazine?
Yeah, I want to do a soul collage with you and tell you a little bit about the soul collage.
Okay, so you can hold on a second. I can grab one.
Okay.
Just any magazine?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I got one.
Okay. What I would like you to do is think about your question, and I would like you to flip through the pages, and without thinking about what you're going to draw, what you're going to pick out, I want you to relate your question to that image, and I want you to tell me what you see.
So just pick any page in here without looking, just kind of turn the one?
Any picture that stands out to you.
Okay, there's one picture in particular that stands out to me. And it's a woman, and she just looks really happy. She's kind of moving forward but looking backwards, and she's kind of laughing because it looks like her shoe must have come off, and she's a celebrity of some sort, and at some kind of celebrity event. At a film festival.
Okay, and what does that say about your current situation with this person?
I don't know. I kind of read like there's no worries. Just, I don't know. That's what I kind of get. Like, just no worries. Just go with the flow.
That it's already done. That everything that you want in your heart is already done. It's already met. And that's what you got to believe in your mind. This is just a reflection of you looking at, you know, a mirror. It's a reflection of you being happy, whatever it is in the picture that reminds you of the current situation. Because every situation is a reflection of you. It's something that you're trying to see within the mirror. It's kind of like a barrier. This is a barrier in your mind that you haven't unlocked yet. But you have to recognize it in order to see it, in order to accept it and allow it to come. And it will manifest. Just like a visionary board. You know, some people put up things that they want to manifest. But if you wouldn't know any difference if you didn't look at it every day. Because it's a reflection of you. You know, that things have already been met. They've already been manifested.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a barrier. Looking back into your past lives, you know, bringing out, activating certain strands of your DNA that you haven't even activated yet. You know, whether it be talents, whether it be love, whether it be wealth, whatever it is that might trigger you. You know, that's what you're trying to bring back. Past memories. You know, old strands of DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't it just be anything, you know, in your DNA from your family lineage? Your ancestors, your soul family, your soul group. Your soul group and your family are the people that you interact with in your life, which is your soulmate. See, anybody could be a soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
Your family can be soulmates. People that you care about are soulmates.
Right.
But what is the lesson to be learned? What is something that you have to look back at that hasn't been learned yet? You know, like for me, in a past life, I died of a broken heart. So in this lifetime, I have to deal with what it feels like to have a broken heart in order to overcome what it feels like to have a broken heart. So these are the challenges, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, you say, why is it that certain people seem like they're in a happy relationship? They can be in one for years and years and years. And then finally they get married. Finally it comes to that point where they get sick of each other, they get bored, whatever, and they separate. And it took that long for them to separate. Because that wasn't really their twin flame, that was their soulmate. Because they made a soul agreement with each other, a contract, a soul contract that's basically the choice that they made. You know, so the question is, what contract did you make with this person? What lessons are you trying to learn with this person? And that's why I had you pull the picture, because I wanted you to see all the reflections of what's going on in your life right now. See, it brought back happy memories because you started, you know, saying, well, this is that. You know, and you started feeling those emotions again, triggering emotions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so powerful about soul retrievals is they pick that up. I mean, soul collages. That's why they call it soul collages, because it's a collage, but you're retrieving your soul from your past lives.
What's interesting also is the picture that you picked is one of your archetypes, and how the archetypes work is they could either work for you or they can work against you. Main thing is, you know, what are you missing in your life? If you're getting just the opposite of that, then it's working against you. So now you have to get that archetype to work for you. I just wanted to share that.
What does that mean exactly? I'm not familiar with the archetype.
Nathan, you want to explain that?
Well, the archetypes are part of the soul contracts that you chose when you came here. And some of them were guides. Some of them were assigned to you, whether it be pictures, images, movies, celebrities, you name it. Anything can be an archetype.
Music.
Anything. Music. Energy. Fairies. Unicorns. I mean, you name it. I mean, even a coffee table could be your archetype. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many. Because everything has source energy. Everything has energy. And mm-hmm. the thing is that we're all part of the matrix. We're all part of the whole. And so anything could be source energy combined with a soul agreement that you made a contract with that certain person. That's why you only get certain objects. So, for an you know, example, you say, why is it that this was the only coffee table that I found? I don't know. Why is this the only computer that I found? Because you made a soul agreement that that will be yours in this lifetime. You made that soul agreement. And so that's why mm-hmm. certain objects are meant for certain people. And it's interesting because me and my dad, we took training in the Geotran, and not too many people know about the Geotran. Because why? We came into this life, we made that soul contract, we made that agreement. And so that's our archetype. You know, it has to do with codes and deprogramming and all that. That's an archetype.
Sacred geometry.
So, sacred geometry, that's an archetype. That's a program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's a program and everything is sacred geometry. Because it breaks down in math. So this has a lot to do with Sumerian times. This has a lot to do with Atlantean times. This programming has been going on for years and years and years and years, and yet, you know, we bring back all our ancestors, our ancestry, and all this programming back in this lifetime so that we can overcome it. And so, energetically, you know, and things have been put on us that is not even our stuff because everything's getting shifted around. So what we need to do is we need to break the programming. And that's why I had you flip the pages, because I wanted you to see the reflections. So it might trigger a memory. You might, you know, start feeling some things. And it'll start manifesting for you. Is there anything else you want to share with that?
I was going to say, I think, I had pretty much created certain beliefs in my mind because of the experiences that I've had that just something like that wasn't meant for me in this lifetime. And so when it happened, it was just so powerful and amazing and instantaneous. But then there was also these blocks, you know, that kind of kept it from, like, being able to move forward. And I think that what I realized is that we both have a lot of the same issues, and I think they have to be worked out before we can come together and
right
be together.
And that's what you saw in the magazine.
I wanted to share one other thing. I just pulled this shadow card, and remember you mentioned her that she was unlocking something? Well, in the card, it's showing a picture of a padlock with a key. And the key is either approaching the lock or it's pulling away from the lock. Main thing is, are you unlocking your safety? And how can I unlock myself?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense for you?
Yes, it does. Mhm. Yes.
Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, a lot of it makes sense, you know, back to it goes back to the Matrix.
Right.
You know, it's unlocking the codes, unlocking the things that are in our mind that we've been suppressing, the barriers, and unlocking ourselves, you know, giving ourselves permission that we can love again, giving our heart chakra permission, you know.
And at the top of the shadow card, it says, how would you like to appreciate yourself?
Yeah, that's one of both of our biggest issues is self-love. Like, we love everybody else,
yeah,
and we give so much love, but we don't do it to ourselves. And, you know, I just had an angelic Reiki session today, and this came up a lot.
The and that's the other
thing. The blockages.
Unlocking your heart walls.
Right.
Well, thank you so much. It's really, yeah.
Did this information that we shared with you, did this give you a little more clarity? Did it, you know, help you to be more open to other possibilities?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely got more clarity, for sure. I think clarity on something that I already knew, you know what I mean? Like, more of maybe a validation, or maybe it helped me to, I guess, recognize, you know, the real deal, and, like, why things are happening the way they have, and, you know, the things that need to be done, which would ultimately benefit.
You know, and it's
everybody
interesting
involved.
Because when I was going to school, you know, one of my instructors told me, you know, when I was going to college, that the only dumb question is one that we don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
yeah.
to, you know, if there's things, you know, that we want the universe or our guides or even, you know, God, you know, to help us with, you know, there is no dumb questions. All we do is have to ask, you know, for the answers.
Right.
And, yeah. Ask and you shall receive.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
You're welcome. And we thank you mm-hmm. for joining us tonight. And we're glad we were able to help you.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful night.
You have a wonderful
you
night.
You too. Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Welcome.
Is there any other callers, Nathan?
Okay, let's see. No callers. Looks like we're off the air.
We're off the air.
And, yeah, we're off the air. Are you there?
Yeah.
It looks like it's still, it says it's still, we're still on air. I don't know if we're off, but you know, I guess
well,
we're still on.
5:04 already.
Yeah, yes, we're off.
We're off there.
Okay. I guess we'll end the
no,
show then.
I'll call you back.